In our lesson from 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul states that if we are in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old is passed away. Living in Christ, we can be transformed. Through the ministry of Jesus Christ, the world, all of us, can be reconciled to God. And in our reconciliation with God, we will no longer regard each other from a human point of view. Living in Christ, we can be transformed. Paul was a man who knew about transformation. When his name was Saul, he persecuted the followers of Christ and was transformed by his encounter with Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. He changed his name to Paul and was called to be the apostle to the Gentiles, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to people outside of the Jewish faith, that we are all beloved sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father, who has forgiven our sins against Him and each other. The transformation that Paul describes doesn't just happen by itself. Like anything else worthwhile, it requires work and commitment on our part. We must choose to follow the example of Jesus in his ministry, as described in the Gospels. With very little effort, most of us can bring to mind some story of Jesus where he does not act or speak like most other people, where it is very apparent that his regard for those around him, his compassion, and the love he expresses toward everyone set him apart. The way he regards both the important and the humble people he encountered, treating everyone with respect and his full attention. How do we start living in Christ so that we may be transformed into a new creation? What practices did Jesus follow in his ministry that we can follow today? In many of the gospel stories of Jesus, there are accounts of his seeking solitude in which to pray. Jesus would separate himself a short distance away from his disciples late at night or in the quiet of the early morning to pray and meditate. The story that first comes to my mind is the time when Jesus was praying by the Sea of Galilee just before he walked across the water. This is related in Matthew chapter 22, verse 23. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Several Sundays ago, in our readings, there was a story of the transfiguration of Jesus. Here again, Jesus prayed some distance apart from several of his disciples that came with him according to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 28. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. The same event is also told of in the Gospels of Mark and Matthew. And in the Gospel of Luke, there is a mention of Jesus praying as a regular practice in chapter 5, verse 16. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. As this is the season of Lent, it is also appropriate to remember that Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness, fasting and praying in solitude. Jesus was preparing himself for what he knew was coming, his own death on the cross. Jesus spending time in solitude and silence is something he followed as his regular spiritual practice. It is something we can do in our own lives, living in Christ, to be transformed in this season of Lent. Increasingly, many of us, due to circumstances of our lives, spend more time alone, living in solitude. But unlike Jesus, how do we spend our alone time? We turn to our electronic devices to fill the silence around us. We turn on the radio or we turn on the TV and just leave them on all day. Sometimes we are actually watching or listening to them. But much of the time, it is just to fill the silence with some music or talk for the company. There isn't anything wrong with that. But maybe we should also turn them off from time to time, just for a bit of peace and quiet, for a change. Just for a change, we might turning off that radio, turning off that TV, not clicking on that podcast, putting our phones down for a few minutes every day. Just sitting or going about our day, allowing the silence to happen around us. When Jesus spent all that time in prayer, we have no idea what he was thinking, how he was praying, or if his practice was more of a meditation or of listening for the Holy Spirit. For Lent this year, perhaps we should follow the example of Jesus to live in Christ through prayer and meditation. It is a practice that I'm trying to follow this year. I believe that living in Christ starts with letting go of old habits, prejudices, and the opinions of others and ourselves. To be in Christ is to allow ourselves to listen to that whisper of the Holy Spirit that can only be heard when we are calm and it is quiet. It is to establish some regular practice where we can just unplug from the world and all the demands on our time and attention and simply exist in solitude. Once we give ourselves that gift of silence, just let it all go. Let go of what the world expects of us. Let go of what we believe we are owed by others. Let go of our judgments of ourselves and of others. Let go of all our failings and fears. Let it all go. It is like a spring cleaning of the mind, just letting go of all that angst and worry we've allowed to take up valuable space in our minds. I believe that we can be transformed when we give ourselves the space and time to become a new creation in Christ, clearing our minds so that we can see the world around us with new eyes, to think new thoughts, to be present and engaged with people as Jesus did in the Gospels. We still have 2 weeks left in Lent. 2 weeks to find some time every day to unplug from the world. 2 weeks to find some peace. Try to find 15 minutes today, this afternoon, to just sit in silence. Tomorrow, try to do it again. Tuesday, do the same, and for the rest of the days this week. Maybe you'll feel less like filling the space around you with the sound of a radio or the TV. See if you feel any different. Try looking at the world with new eyes, as a new creation. Observe a holy Lent by living in Christ this week. We can all be transformed.